This is the Technical Difficulties of Applying Citation Needed. Joining me today, he reads books, you know, it's Chris Joel.
I'm third in first.
Everybody's favourite, Gary Brannan. Gary Brannan.
Well, I brought a tank of clotted cream, but the pump's broke.
The bounciest man on the internet, Matt Gray.
Hello, YouTube.
Yeah. In front of me, I've got an article from Wikipedia, and these folks can't see it. Every fact we get rides a point and a ding and a prize for particularly good answers, which is...
Mystery Biscuits!
And today we are talking about Victor Lustig.
On French Top Gear, how do they announce the Stigs won?
Victor Lustig! Can I get a vote from the gentleman here? Is that a golf clap or is that a biscuit?
Well, it's not a biscuit.
It's not a biscuit.
Oh, I was kind of hoping that it was kind of some lusty gentleman.
Victor Lusty.
Lusty isn't right, but he certainly had the interesting life.
Vivacious, was he?
Sorry, are you telling me that someone called Victor Lustig had an interesting life?
Yes.
I think with a name like that, doesn't it come with the card?
Oh, he had many types of cards printed up for him for many sorts of dealings.
Was he a spy?
Oh, no, more towards the dark end of those arts.
Was he a spy at night?
No.
With Patrick Moore.
Yeah.
Impersonator.
Impersonator's not quite close enough. I need to hear something a little bit more dastardly.
Was he a cad and a philanderer? Conman.
Conman is exactly the words I wanted to hear.
Hence why he's got the business cards for many identities.
Many particular jobs. I think he was one of the most successful con artists of all time.
Hang on a minute. Is this the bloke what sold the Eiffel Tower?
Mystery Biscuits!
Oh, yeah. Well, he's won.
So everybody else, go home.
He says the bloke who sold the Eiffel Tower, isn't he?
Yes, you are missing a key word off the end of that sentence.
Multiple times.
Twice. Yeah. Yes, absolutely right. Victor Lustig is the man who sold the Eiffel Tower.
Had it worn through the bottom.
I did warn all... I'm giving you a point.
I'm making a cobbler's joke.
Get out.
Sold.
Oh. Lift it up one side. Hammer it on. Give it a bit of a buff as well, yeah.
I mean, what kind of grip
do you want on the bottom of Eiffel Tower? You're going to be walking on ice?
The thing is, I'm still giving you a point. 1925, it was disused, rundown, probably going to be demolished.
It was basically done for like... It was like the Millennium Dome, wasn't it? It was put up as a temporary thing, as part of an exhibition to show the French could put a giant penis into the sky or something like that. Which, let's face it, is what towers are. I've got a bigger one than you. It was a temporary thing, technically, wasn't it? So everyone expected it would be taken down and used for valuable, I don't know, patisserie space or something like that.
Yes. Well, what would they actually... If they took down the Eiffel Tower, what would they sell it for?
Scrap.
Yeah. Blackpool.
Get your Blackpool spares here.
Mayor of Blackpool, as I imagine there still is or was, stands up for you. It has come to my attention. There is a tower larger than the tower we have on the promenade. You just come on the market. I secured it at a reasonable price.
Doesn't have a ballroom.
Does not have a ballroom or a circus, which I'm always disappointed isn't actually at the top, because I thought that would be... I want to see an elephant on a beach ball going around the top of Blackpool Tower.
On the glass floor.
Yeah, great entertainment that would be. Oh, the lift will open and loads of clowns will come out.
You're absolutely right. They would have sold it for scrap. How do you go about selling the Eiffel Tower?
You approach someone very quietly who you know is A, an idiot, and B, has a lot of money, and you say,
Thingy Jones was looking at this. I think you'd want this.
You're getting a point again, Matt, because he invited 6 scrap metal dealers to the same meeting. And quietly said, I'm from the French government, here is the business cards and the station I've had printed up. Who would like to buy the Eiffel Tower for scrap?
You don't want Michelle getting this, you can have it. You can make your own mint.
Michelle, a scrap dealer. Some bloke from Rotherham terms up with his wagon. I can get it all on for your lowest bid.
Okay, you tell me a burly French name.
Jacques.
It's true.
He put all 6 of them in a rented limousine, toured them round, and worked out which one was most enthusiastic and gullible. Can anyone guess what the name of the dealer he selected was? And this is not as difficult as you
Michel.
Might think.
Yeah, but Jacques.
André, the last name, is just a French word you learn in school. For
Gare.
Bonjour.
Something you might eat with chips.
Frites.
Moule.
Cheval.
That's horse.
Horse and chips.
It's horse. La plage.
What?
That's the beach.
That's
where you eat them.
What the hell do you eat with chips?
Pisquine.
That's not the right word.
That's a swimming pool. Poisson. Poisson, I have a point. André Poisson.
André Piscine.
Bonjour, je suis Andrew Swimming Pool.
You okay there, Gareth? Kill him.
Oh my god, I wouldn't work when I get served.
Le piscine, s'il vous plaît, s'il vous plaît.
I'm sorry, France.
André Poisson did indeed, not André Piscine. André Poisson was absolutely all for it. Someone close to him nearly killed it off.
His wife?
Yes. Poisson's wife.
Oh, right.
Thought something was suspicious.
Clever there.
The deal was too quick, the deal was too secret.
Well, I imagine the big thing that would probably attract their attention to them wasn't a for sale sign on the side of the Eiffel Tower.
Yes.
It wasn't in the news. No.
So how did he deal with that? How's a con artist deal with nearly being rumpled?
By conning her.
Did he woo her?
What, like a ghost?
Sorry.
I am the ghost of Monsieur Eiffel. I want you to buy my tower.
Did he tie her to the top and get a big...
Twirl! I've got a train up the side of the Eiffel
Tower. Had an airship approach very slowly.
No.
Paid her.
He confessed with an entirely fake confession, saying he was a government minister trying to do this on the cheap and get a bribe.
Oh.
What did that mean that Lustig got?
A smaller cut?
Quite the opposite.
A bigger cut?
Have a point. He got the money.
What colour is a red fire engine?
Lustig got the money for the Eiffel Tower and the bribe.
Oh, good work, sir.
He took a train to Vienna with a suitcase full of cash.
Oh, that's the way to do it. Because your checks here.
Well, into war France. How else are you going to do that? You're going to have a suitcase full of cash. And you are going to be able to get out of town without anyone spotting.
Which is, of course, the least suspicious way of paying anyone is to hand over a briefcase full of millions of francs while he goes, well, thank you very much. I'll just get on this immediately waiting train next to me in first class.
Here's the keys
to
my garage.
Tower, because towers need keys. You must remember that.
Yes.
And the plans are inside. Toodles. Light cigar with newly minted note.
So what happened next?
Well, I imagine he turned up with his gas cutter, started sawing away the bottom leg, and someone ticked him off?
No.
Did he check with the government?
Does he sound like the kind of guy that would do a lot of due diligence at this point?
Having already bought it, having not done any due diligence.
Suddenly,
now's the time!
Well, what would you do if you'd been conned into giving someone an enormous amount of money?
I would not admit it.
Point. Nothing happened. Yeah. Poisson was too humiliated to not go to the police.
It's like going around saying I'm a f***ing idiot.
Yeah.
Well, this apparently credulous man came to me, said he wanted me to buy this major national structure for a ludicrously low sum.
Said don't ask any questions.
Told me not to ask any questions.
So
I
just
didn't.
And I gave him a bribe as well.
I threw him a bung and he got on a train and he could be anywhere now. You must do something about this.
So where was Lustig a month later?
Was he still in Paris?
Selling it again.
You can both have a point. You're absolutely right. You have six more scrap dealers in a conference room in Paris. Pulling the exact same con a second time.
He didn't try that. He didn't go for the hat trick, did he?
No, he didn't. He wasn't able to.
I get nicked.
Oh, he got caught?
Not quite. He managed to evade arrest.
But one of the scrap dealers found him and brayed his knees in.
One of the scrap dealers...
One of them knows the other one.
No, I'll give Chris the point. One of the scrap dealers went to the police with the counterfeit contract and worked out what had happened. Managed to skip the town and evade arrest again.
Mm. Yeah.
Which is the story of the man who sold the Eiffel Tower twice, but there are a whole load of other cons in here that he did. What was his money printing machine?
A machine that printed money.
Wrong.
A person?
No. I mean, it's a machine
that didn't print money.
Have
it printed
point.
Bad fakes and he sold that to other people who wanted to run.
Yeah, absolutely right. Yeah, have another point for that one. That's absolutely right.
So he probably had a machine that spat out actual notes. So did the machine that just did photocopies or something.
It was a box. How long did the box take to print a $100 note?
As long as it takes for a man to slide a $100 bill through from the other side.
Some sort of Turing test. Yeah.
As long as it takes to leave the town.
I'm sorry, as long as it takes to get the train to Vienna.
You're going to get the point. He was actually on a boat at this point. So he was plying the transatlantic ferries. So as they were sort of coming into New York, he would confess to someone who he had this money printing machine. And it printed a $100 bill, but it took about 6 hours to do it.
How? How can any machine take 6 hours to print something?
Because it was ages ago.
Really intricate. Really intricate. It's got to do everything. And slowly, over 6 hours, a $100 bill comes out of this machine, and another one starts to come out. I said, but it takes so long. You know, I'm looking to sell it.
It's just the two actual $100 bills,
yes,
isn't
it's,
it?
It's
yeah.
spitting
yeah.
out $200 bills and then a load of blank paper by the time he's left.
Oh, for God's sake, people. Oh, it's run out of ink. I'll sell you some of that. Send him Hewlett Packard by any chance.
What, bring the ink out?
Yeah. I'll flog you the ink for a ridiculously large fee.
There is also the black dollar scam or the money wash scam. Do anyone know how that works?
Is that like invisible ink?
Quite the opposite.
Is it like visible ink?
I keep getting the points. Really obvious things here.
Was it invisible?
Yes, Matt. Have a point.
I'm loving this binary points thing. Yeah, yeah.
He just drew another Eiffel Tower on something and tried to sell that to someone.
Oh, was he trying to give you notes that had been spoiled in the mint or something?
That's it. It's a trunk full of completely painted over money, completely dyed money.
Yeah.
With the idea that they will sell you this and the chemicals to clean it for a fraction of its cost. And they will demonstrate it on the few $100 notes that they've already done with those
thing.
Chemicals.
And
it'll work.
Just paper.
And the rest, yeah, absolutely right. I have a point. The rest of it is just completely paper. Or they need more funds for more of the chemical fluid, which is quite expensive.
Yes.
Once again, like printing.
A place I used to work a while back, someone tried something not something similar like a con. They still lived abroad and wanted to pay for some services. So she sent us a photocopy of 2 £5 notes, as if that would pay for it.
Is that a scam or is that just...
I'm just like, if you could do that, you wouldn't need money, would you? You would need a fiver. I felt like sending back a drawing of 20p's change.
Yes, he was also part of a counterfeiting ring, just printed fake money, which is a heck of a lot easier in the 1930s. Mm-hmm. He was arrested in 1935 by federal agents who gave him away. After all this operational security, after all this...
His wife.
His mistress.
Oh!
Yes, he had similar dealings with romance as he did with business. He was carrying on with multiple women and one of them got jealous and gave him
away. Was it the Statue of Liberty?
promptly arrested. They opened his suitcase, they found...
Money!
No, just some expensive clothing. And a key. Key took them to a locker. They opened the locker. What was in the locker?
Money!
Narnia!
Mr. Tumnus.
With money! A fake Mr. Tumnus. That if you wash him, he's actually just $200 bills in a box.
No, you're absolutely right. Counterfeit money. $51,000 worth of counterfeit money, which was more than enough to convict him.
Well, that's because you wouldn't get a $51,000 bill for a start.
Single note.
5, 1, 0, 0, 0.
I'll sell you this for 50 grand, mate.
Really? Only he would have notes that are dry wipe.
Arrested, taken to trial, pled guilty. What happened a day before his trial, though?
He ran away.
Yes, he managed to escape.
I was going
to
say...
Have a point.
It turned out his guilty plea was a fake.
They washed it. It said, not guilty. I'm on the train to Vienna. Again.
And it turned out the man in court was actually some, I don't know, a cardboard cutout of him that just flops forward at the end. How did he do this?
Yeah, he managed to escape the Federal House of Detention, which is either a prison or...
Brothel.
Really good nightclub I was going for. But...
Or a very strict school.
And he skipped town, he took a train presumably to Pittsburgh, and they caught him nearly 4 weeks later. But... Yeah, sadly, it ends with him in Alcatraz catching pneumonia. But
wasn't really pneumonia.
Which he tried to sell to the other inmates.
What was listed on his death certificate as his occupation?
Was it just a dollar sign?
Git.
A banker.
You know what? I'm going to give you the point. It was apprentice salesman. Yes. that's pretty much
alternative
it.
Gag. Estate agent.
Accurate.
So congratulations at the end of that. Matt, you win this week's show. Congratulations, you win a Formula One champion steel water boiler. It's Sebastian Vettel's metal kettle.
Good, I need a brew.
With that, we say thank you to Chris Joel, Gary Brennan, Matt Gray. I've been Tom Scott, and we'll see you next time. Absolutely. Tell me about Fugu.
I saw it on The Simpsons.
Particular word. Like, impersonator implies you go, what are you cackling at?
Sean Connery on with Patrick Moore.